We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood
and beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
So not surprisingly, streams of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You started surging right after Halloween. Streams on November 1st and 2nd were up 160% from the previous 2 days, and it's just going to continue to climb from there. I would love to know, I mean, I guess I could Google it, maybe it's somewhere, how much money she makes every year off of this one song.
From people buying it again because they can't find it on their phones, or...
And she must get money from, you know, the streaming services, the licensing fees and stuff. So how much money does she... You know?
She's banking. She probably never has to do anything ever again. That's it. Live off of that.
She probably doesn't have to anyway.
Right.
Okay, so Chantel found this story, and I think you get a ring first or something. You exchange houses. I don't know. We'll see how this goes. But Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello taking one step further into being in a super committed relationship. And it looked like they were broken up, and I know, Chantel, you're rooting for them to split.
In a way,
because you have a crush on him.
I do.
But now they have a dog together.
Yeah, named Tarzan.
Which is the coolest name for a dog,
it's
I think,
so
ever.
Cute.
And as long as, especially if it stays tiny, too. What a great name.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. What happens if you do end up splitting up? You were just on the brink of ending it, and now you've got a child involved.
I'll take the dog, then.
Over Shawn Mendes?
I'll take both.
Yeah.
Darius Rucker told Kelly and Ryan that he and Reba are going to be performing something really special at the CMAs this year. I think it's going to be something Christmassy.
Okay. What if it's not really special? Are we all going to be let down? Because I like Hootie, I like Reba, but it's like, that was so-so. I'm just saying.
Stop thinking negative, Jay.
I think if it's something Christmassy, it's going to be perfect. He said that he's going to be doing Beers and Sunshine with Lady A.
Okay. That'll be great, too.
Yeah.
All right. You set the bar awfully high there, Darius. We'll have to wait and see.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
People come to you for advice. Do they come to you advice for, often for all sorts of things? Or is it one major topic, one thing that they specifically come to you for?
No, not really. I just offer it up.
They don't come to you and ask you like music advice since you're a DJ or anything like that?
No.
407-919-1051. If you get asked for advice about the same topic over and over. Chantel, do you get people come to you about certain things?
Music? For me.
Okay.
They're like, okay, I need help with a playlist. What's hot right now? I'm like, okay, I got you. Hold on.
Well, my wife is a mental health counselor, so she gets people asking advice on different, the same umbrella of things, but basically the same work type things over and over. Me being a DJ, I get people asking me all the time about, hey, what's the best sound bar to put in my home theater or something? I'm like, I don't know. Or can you help me hook up my home surround sound system? I'm like, okay, listen, wrong guy to ask all this. But that way, I would say that is probably the thing that I get asked for the most.
The only work related thing I ever get asked about, other than just curiosity type things, for advice is how do I win this contest? And there's no special way because it's fair,
Dana, tell us how.
Yeah, I never get asked about music.
Well, I wish I get asked about something that I could be more helpful, but I definitely can't help with helping, install your home theater system. But experts say that you're going to ask for advice more than 6,000 times, an average of twice a week from friends. But what do they come to you for? They say it's about 31 different people in your life that constantly come to you. But who's the person that you go to the most for advice? It's mom.
Yeah.
For advice on parenting, cooking, and health. For relationships, you go to your closest friends, and dad gets the financial advice and home buying advice. And then you go to your
mate. This is a study from like 1952.
No, what? It's like just yesterday.
Okay.
Just yesterday. It just happens to be the things that you go to the most. So when it comes to you, do you work in a certain field or you're just really good at something and people trust you? What's the number one subject that people come to you most often for advice? And are you actually good with it or no? 407-919-1051.
Mix 105.1.
People come to you an average of 6,000 times in your lifetime looking for some advice. But what's the most common thing they come to you for, Albert?
Most often to fix things.
Because you're handy?
I'm handy. At school, if a girl gets a knot in her necklace or something, they'll bring it to me. If the class breaks off the necklace, my mother's got a to-do list for me. Every time I go over there, something to fix. My daughter always calls me for cooking advice.
All right, so you're kind of a jack of all trades, but at least you're handy and you can actually help out with those things. People come to me for advice on things that I'm terrible at.
Well, you can learn.
Thanks, Albert. How about we just add you to the list of need help with your home theater? Call my friend Albert. We'll just add you to the list for that.
You remember, I'm a teacher. I'm not going to just help you with it. I'm going to teach you how to do it.
Great. You're the YouTube guy. Thanks, Albert. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Bye, Dana.
Bye.
Jessica, good morning. What about you? People come to you for advice on what?
Well, I'm in the educational field, and so I do get questions about what should my pre-K child be doing right now, and I just basically tell them being a child, acting their age, and just being who they are.
It's the easiest blow-off so you don't have to get into a deep conversation?
Well, I mean, there's really not much you can tell them because they have to establish who they are. Because nobody's on the same playing field. Everybody's at different levels.
All right, makes sense. Well, thanks for calling. Have a great morning.
Thank you.
Mike, what about you? People come to you for what?
Well, I used to be a golf course superintendent. And the biggest question is, how do I get my lawn to look like a golf course?
Lots and lots of money and lots of time and patience and work, right?
Exactly. The first thing is you have to kill all your lawn, and then you have to reseed it, and then you have to mow it at an eighth of an inch every day, every morning, and every evening.
Yeah, not going to happen, right? And that's immediately when they turn around and say, thanks for the advice, but no thanks.
Exactly.
Mike, have a good morning, man.
Also want to say thanks. I'm a Lyft driver, and I listen to you all day.
Oh, thanks so much for that, man. We appreciate it.
Yep, you guys are good.
Thanks, it easy.
Mike. See you, buddy.
Bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go! Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
You did not just say that.
Oh, no, she did.
The Daily Dilemma.
With Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Always a tough situation when it has to do with money. Let's see if we can help her out with some advice this morning.
My niece, who I love dearly, has asked for a favor that has left me so uncomfortable, I don't know where to turn. So I'm calling you guys. She recently went through a divorce, and she's getting back on her feet, and she's buying a home for herself. Well, the money that she needs to close isn't available to her yet because the house that she and her ex lived in hasn't sold yet. So she's asked us to borrow money, a substantial amount of money, until that house sells and closes. Now, I don't have any reason not to trust her, and she's never done us wrong, but my gut is screaming at me not to do this. You go with your gut or go with your heart.
As soon as she said the word substantial, I immediately cringed. Like my gut was saying, 407-919-1051, if you can offer her some advice. I mean, she's never done you wrong, so you want to help family, but a substantial amount, especially right now? I don't know. I think I go with my gut.
I go with my gut, too. There is no way, unless you have it to lose, you have it to lose, because there's no guarantee that the other house is going to sell or...
For the amount that they're hoping.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They might have to take a loss on it, and now you are taking a loss on it for her.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she just rents for a year and then she's all set to buy her new home.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
If you could help her out, if you've got some advice, I think we're all on the same page here. 407-919-1051. What do you think? Go with the gut or go with the heart?
Mix 105.1.
Tough daily dilemma today. Niece wants to borrow some money before her house closes so she can buy a new one. It's put her in an awkward situation about lending her the money or not. Debbie, what do you think?
My advice would be to put a mortgage on the property, and then once she sells, she can pay off the mortgage, and she's paid off, and she knows she'll always get her money back.
So now you kind of, you just attach yourself to it, so that way you know that you're guaranteed to get paid back. Is that how that works?
Exactly.
I guess a little bit extra work to guarantee that you get paid back if you still want to help. But maybe
but if
that's
it's substantial.
Maybe that's the peace of mind you need.
Exactly.
All right.
It's an idea.
Thanks, Deb.
Thanks. Bye.
Samantha, what do you think?
I would honestly say if she's a really good friend, like I have a few really good friends, she could loan her the money, but I would definitely write up some sort of contract that by this date and time, she's either A, going to start making payments back to her in X amount of money for X amount of time period until it's paid off, until she gets that sum, whichever comes first.
I know, but then, I mean, look at the setup here. Right? Like if it comes to that date and she's not going to have that money unless they sell the other house. Right. Mm-hmm. And so then what are you going to like take your friend to court or something?
Yeah, it's your niece.
What are you going to do?
I guess at least you got a legally binding something so that at some point you can get it back. But you hope for the best from your niece, you know, since she's family, that she means well and she hopes to pay you back. But man, times are crazy. I guess you just never know. So thanks for the advice, Samantha. Good morning, Webb. What do you think?
I think that they should sign an interest-bearing note with both houses as collateral. Of course, the bank will get the first rights on any proceeds, but once the mortgages are paid off, then, you know, at least to have something like, hey, I don't want to have to use this note that you signed, but just in case.
Right.
You know.
Look, I guess if you put some sort of collateral on the new home that she's buying, at least you know that you've got that in the kitty in case she doesn't ever pay you back, that your name is also on that, and you can remove it at any time, I guess?
Yeah, and just in case you need it to go to small claims court and put in there that, you know, she pays all attorney fees and anything else you want, and if she really wants the money and really wants to make it happen, like, hey, we're family, I trust you, but we're talking about real money here, and I don't want this to divide us as a family.
Just the fact that we're talking about small claims court just doesn't sound
good. Go with your gut.
Right.
That was a big butt in the middle of that, Web.
Hey, money tears families apart, and that's just the fact of it. You know,
right.
It's a sad reality.
Absolutely. So you go from wanting to be the hero and helping out to now it's like, ugh, what do I do? You're put in such an awkward situation.
Yeah.
Cover your butt. That's basically the moral of the story on this one if you're gonna end up doing it. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Indecisive, you got a decision to make today in your personal life or maybe even in your work life and you can't decide. Well, that's where we come in with Flip Service. All you have to do is call us right now at 407-919-1051. Tell us two things that you're trying to decide between. We flip a coin and we make up your mind for you. It's that simple, all right? So here we go. Let's go ahead and start off with Mark this morning. Good morning, Mark. What two things are you trying to decide between?
Well, we're updating my son in the room. He was going from elementary to middle, got rid of the bunk bed. Now he wants to paint this weekend. So we're choosing between camel tan and like a light gray color. I need some help.
All right. Hopefully we can help you decide here. Let's go to the coin. Heads is going to be camel tan. Tails is going to be a light gray. Here we go. Coin is up, caught, flipped. Your son's new teenage bedroom is going to be light gray.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Hopefully he was leaning towards that.
I don't think he was, but we get my choice.
Hey, man, thanks. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
407-919-1051. You need us to help make a decision for you?
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
We are here to be helpful. Help you make up your mind about a decision you can't decide between. It is called Flip Service, where you tell us what's going on. We flip a coin.
We can decide the election with a coin right now.
Should we do it?
No.
Not get involved in that.
What is going on?
All right, Adam, it's your turn for Flip Service. Tell us what two things you're deciding between this morning.
Oh, when do we put up the Christmas lights?
What is the holdup?
Man, you sound bothered by this.
They should be up already.
All right, so what are your two choices?
This weekend or after Thanksgiving?
My guess is you want after Thanksgiving and your family wants it now.
Well, that, and then I have to factor in the mother-in-law, too. Yeah, it's kind of a split bag.
All right, well, here we go. Let's go to the coin. It's the only way to decide. Heads, as you are getting up on that roof this weekend and putting up Christmas decorations. Tails, you are going to wait until after Thanksgiving. The coin is up, caught, flipped. Guess what you're doing this weekend? Putting up Christmas lights.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but think of how happy you're going to make your kids and your family.
Yes, and then we'll have. I'll be calling you back in January for when to take them down.
That's fine. We'll go to the coin for that too. Hey, good luck this weekend. Have fun doing it.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go.
Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
And the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God! I have to turn up the volume
on Mix 105.1.